Hi, besties, and welcome back to the Sad to Savage podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Sacco. Actually, side note, I can't believe that one day my last name is going to change. I keep telling my boyfriend, like, oh, I don't know, like, my name's my brand now. I don't think I can change it. I love Shelby Sacco too much. But anyway, in today's episode, we're going to talk about creating a friendship with fitness. We're going to discuss negative ways that I've created relationships with fitness in the past and how to find a type of movement or way of incorporating fitness into your world that actually is going to work for you. Now, when I look at the word fitness, my perspective used to be so narrow. Like, oh, fitness, like I thought you worked out to be skinny. You worked out to make eating a piece of cake okay. You worked out because that's what guys liked. And now I can look at it and zoom out, where fitness means to me like none of those things now. It's something that I get to do for my mental, my physical health, like my long-term health, to feel good every day, to have energy, to have a time that's just for me to set goals and to work towards them, to have time to socialize with my friends at my morning workout class before I lock myself up in my office like freaking Rapunzel. My favorite thing to think about actually and say is that my legs are so strong I can lift a car. Now, I don't know if I can actually do that. I do think my legs are really, really strong because say one day I'm driving down the highway and there's a car that like flips over. Okay, I always have the big sister perspective where I'm like, I wish in that situation if my family, my siblings, my friends, if anyone was in that situation, there would be someone driving down that highway that stops and is able to literally flip that fucking car over. So I have it in my mind that I'm working out not only for my mental, my physical health, but because I want a body that is able to help in a life or death situation. It's kind of weird, but I really like it. I used to genuinely work out because I was so motivated by guys thinking that I was hot. Right, or having the perfect skinny body. And now I'm like, okay, I'm going to put more weight on today because I need to be able to flip a fucking car. That's really funny when I say it out loud. The idea of creating a friendship with fitness, the title of this episode, it kind of sounds funny. But I have a very specific reason for why I wanted to do an episode on this topic. And I do genuinely think it's going to change your life and offer an entirely new perspective. I'm also going to walk you guys through how to create working out as a habit or how to incorporate movement into your daily life. In my sad phase of Sad to Savage, and honestly, like kind of my entire life essentially before that, fitness was anything but my friend. I used it as a form of straight up punishment, right? If I ate something deemed as unhealthy, I'd force myself to work out for an extra hour. I would also use it as a way to basically shame myself. I'd call myself names, tell myself I'm ugly, I'm fat, and work out because I thought I had to. Have you guys ever heard of like almond moms? I feel like people post about it all the time on TikTok. And they say like, did you grow up with an almond mom? Who's essentially someone who would kind of fat shame you or say like, oh, if you have a snack, if you are going to have a snack, you can eat a few almonds. That was me to myself on and off for so many years, but with fitness. Like, oh, you ate this, you need to go work out for 2 hours. Oh, you had a normal meal, you need to go work out for 2 hours. Oh, it was the holidays, you better work out every single day next week, longer and harder than ever because you ate cake. Like, I just get so, clearly I get really frustrated where it's like, how long did I have that perspective? And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to have this episode today, because I don't think that I would have changed my perspective had I not found habits. And I knock on my Sad to Savage journey, and I just want to offer it to anyone else out there. Before we get into actually creating habit loops for fitness, I want you guys to stop and ask yourself, what is your why behind adding fitness into your life? And I'm trying to think how to say this, but for lack of better words, I don't want you guys to give a toxic answer. Now, sometimes we're just like fucking mean, but we need to switch the perspective. And remember, our thoughts, like the way that we speak to ourselves, the things we say to ourselves, they all matter. So for example, when you're thinking to yourself right now, like I want to create a healthy habit with fitness because, instead of telling ourselves things like, because I need to lose 10 pounds, that's why I want to incorporate fitness. I want us to stop and say, reframe it to, I want to focus on my health and do something that helps me work towards my health goals. I have this theory, and I'm hoping this is going to make sense because it's all in my head, like I'm trying to translate it. When we say things like, I need to lose 20 pounds, it actually has a reverse effect on us. Because that goal, and this is just my thoughts. This isn't like scientifically proven anywhere, but I'll tell you my proof. That goal, losing 20 pounds, that is so far away and something we are not going to immediately reach. I lost 25 pounds my Sad to Savage journey, and I worked out for 6 months consistently before I lost any weight. And that wasn't my goal. I mean, initially, honestly, yeah. Initially, it was my goal to lose weight. But I knew I wanted to lose weight, but I didn't lose any of the weight for the first 6 months of creating a healthy habit with fitness. It took me 6 months to figure it out. And then basically, I started in July of 2020. And then by December, like January and February, those 2 months, that's when I lost all the weight because everything clicked for me. Now, while I was on that journey, it no longer became about losing weight. My relationship with fitness right now is not about losing weight. It's not about looking skinny. It's not about anything like that. It's the fact that I get to do something for my mental and my physical health that makes me feel good, that helps me during my workday. That's for me. But back to my theory. I got distracted. Back to my theory. That goal of losing 20 pounds, it's so far away and it's something we aren't going to immediately reach. And then we get disappointed when that's our goal. That's what we're working towards. When we don't get it, or we look at it and we're like, I failed, or it's a setback, that's an end all be all. But if we look at it from the perspective of, I want to create a healthy habit, I want more energy, I want to focus on my health. When we create the habit, we are going to give ourselves grace. We're going to give ourselves time, give ourselves support, and we're going to be kind. We're going to allow ourselves the time that we need that's necessary to figure out a healthy relationship with fitness that's realistic, sustainable, and something that we can keep consistent in our life. Another thing that I did in the past during my sad phase, and again, like all before my sad phase too, was I made myself do things I literally didn't like and things I genuinely did not want to do. So when it comes to fitness, we want to create a friendship because we want to find something in our life that literally can become consistent. If we dread something, like if we literally fucking hate doing something, that's actually going to hurt us over help us because now we're forming a negative relationship with fitness. When I did things that I hated, I had this roller coaster relationship, right? So for example, I hate running. I literally say that if you ever see me running, it's because I'm like running away from someone trying to kill me. Like that, even sometimes, like I've probably ran a couple miles in the last 6 months, and it was solely because I was thinking that I'm like, okay, maybe I should see if I can run, or like just see if I can like basically keep a good pace with cardio in case of an emergency when I'm on my like cockerel walk outside. But I used to force myself to run and I literally hated it. Now I have a quick story, quick side note. Before I started my Sad to Savage journey, I decided I was living at my parents' house and I decided one day I was going to go on a run. I had probably ran like maybe like 3 times in the month before this, but like I was trying to work out. I didn't learn about habits yet. And so I went on this run and my parents' neighborhood was new. And so there were still so many houses being built in the back of the neighborhood. And I was running, and I was like at like 0.95 of a mile. And I was dying. Again, I hate running. I'm not a runner. I was literally dying out of breath. I kept telling myself, I'm going to throw up. And I was bullying myself. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're just trying to get out of this. You're just trying to stop running. Like, you can make it to a mile. Well, what happens? I literally projectile vomit, red pre-workout throw up, like a movie scene, y'all. And you know what makes it worse? It was in front of so many people, in front of all of them working on the houses. And then the worst part is I couldn't run away. I literally couldn't run away. Like I didn't have it in me and I just had to slowly walk. But I could basically make myself do it, like run a few times for a few weeks. And then I literally couldn't, like I wouldn't be able to get myself to go outside and run for the life of me. I would think about working out and be like, that sounds horrible, right? It was already hard to get myself to do it, but add on top that I literally fucking hated. I don't know why I'm swearing so much in this episode, but I literally fucking hated what I was doing. So why would I want to get off the couch and do that, right? I'm setting myself up for failure, essentially. I had a bad relationship with fitness. I honestly thought fitness was something that like everyone hated. Like you just had to do it. You just had to work out. You just had to do this. I didn't realize people enjoyed it. Running, I realized, was absolutely not for me. And what's so cool is that is okay. I do not have to run. I do not have to force myself to run. And that's fine. I think sometimes we try a type of workout or a type of movement that works for other people. And then we just sit there and we like make ourselves do it and we're miserable and we never get a healthy relationship with it because that's just not meant for us. Okay, now let me give another perspective into this. I hated running, but tried to make myself do it for years and I never once got consistent. Now I do strength training in today's world consistently and I'm obsessed with it. I'm literally obsessed with it. And I walk 2 miles every day to get my cardio in. Both of these things I've been doing for a really long time now. The daily walk I think I've been doing for about 2 years. And the workout I've been doing, I started going to my gym Peach Lab in October of 2021. Both of those things are realistic, sustainable, and things that I love, things that I actually enjoy doing. I genuinely look forward to waking up at 5:20 a.m. every day and going to my workout because that's time for me, mentally and physically. Now, I'm going to give you guys another example, and I give this one to my Sad to Savage class. But have you guys ever heard of the 12-3-30? The 12-3-30 was basically this like kind of TikTok trend where you would go on a treadmill and you would put the incline to 12. So you're literally zombie walking. It's like you're walking up a hill. You would walk at a speed of 3 and do it for 30 minutes. Now, everyone and their mother was doing this. Everyone. And I'm like, okay, I want to try it. Now, when I tried the 12-3-30, I'd already built the habit of going on a daily walk. I already started to form this healthy relationship with working out. And I told myself, okay, I'm going to do this for 30 days. Like the first week into it, I hated it. It was so horrible. I lived in an apartment at the time, so we had an apartment gym, and I would just stand there on the treadmill and like stall. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I stopped and was like, oh my God, I don't have to do this. Like, this might work for other people, and other people might be able to keep it consistent, and that's amazing, but that's not me. I don't like this, and it's actually making me form an unhealthy relationship with fitness. So I stopped and I was like, okay, what can I do that I would keep consistent? And so I said, okay, you know what? I'm consistent with my daily walks. I don't need to do this thing that I hate. Why don't I just go on the treadmill and put my incline at a 3 to 6 with a speed of 3 for 30 minutes? That I could keep consistent. I have kept consistent to this day because I love it. It's time that I can go. I can watch TV. I can go on TikTok. I can habit stack by listening to an audiobook, a podcast. Now I go through emails. Right now I've been watching every morning on my 2-mile walk. I spend the entire walk watching everyone's videos that they've posted online of the 55 Savage Challenge. It's amazing. I literally love it and I can be consistent with it, right? I'm not dreading it. Now, when it comes to finding what you like, you need to try new workouts. You won't know if you don't try it. For example, I tried like a dance class workout and my best friend Kara took me to it and she's like, you're gonna love it. Like, it's so your vibe. I love dancing. I love music. I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah. Like that sounds perfect. Now you would think I would love that and become obsessed, right? But no, I literally, for lack of better words, I fucking hated it. And the reason is because what I realized is that when I'm doing strength training, which is what I do almost every day, I've been doing it less when I'm on my period though, because I'm trying to get a little bit better at that, learning how to work out based on my hormones. But when I do strength training, it is so mindless, right? Like there's times where like the clock's just on and I'm just going until the clock beeps and I'm just sitting there lifting and my mind can go anywhere. I can focus on other things. I can zone out. I have a break from thinking. In the dance class that I went to, my brain literally hurt. It hurt so bad. For me in my life, like that's not going to work for me, for my mental health. I wanted, because I work so much during the day, I love working out and having a time that I don't have to think, that I don't have to use my brain, right? I can just mindlessly lift weights. Another example is hot yoga. And I feel bad saying that I hate hot yoga because I don't hate it. But what I hate is that I sweat so much I cannot see. Like so much sweat gets in my eyeballs, you guys. It's not. I'm like, how is everyone else doing this? I don't know if it's the way my face is shaped or the fact that I'm the sweatiest person that I know. But like that's something that I might do occasionally when my friends are going. I love it. Someone's hosting a class that I know I'm going to go to it. But that's not something that I personally could ever be consistent with because I'm a really sweaty girl. I don't know if I've told this story on my podcast before, but my parents, when I was younger, took me to the doctor. I got my tonsils and my adenoids out because I was so sweaty. They said every single night, my sleep schedule was getting disrupted over and over because I'd wake up drenched in my own sweat and choking on my own sweat. I'm not even kidding. It's like, what? So they thought that my throat was just closing because my tonsils were too big or my adenoids were too big and I couldn't get enough air. And that's why I was so sweaty. I get those things removed and lo and behold, I'm literally just sweaty. And I think that's so funny. Now I want to give you guys some insight too on how I formed a friendship with fitness. When I started creating healthy habits, my first two habits that I ever did is I decided to wake up a little bit earlier and I decided to go on a walk. Now I didn't fit in my clothes anymore. I felt shitty all the time, like physically and mentally. I had 3 jobs at the time and I barely moved during the day and I was really unhealthy. Now, actually, I want to stop and say that every single person's body and genetics are different, and I don't want anyone comparing their body to mine now or previously. When I was in the sad phase, I was extremely unhealthy mentally and physically for me, my body, and my life. I was struggling with disordered eating. I was not doing a single thing for my physical health, and it genuinely showed up in my mental health.
I do not think that I looked ugly. Looking back now for me, I do not think there was anything wrong with my body when I look at it. But the thing is that I know that that was my body unhealthy. Now, why I'm saying this is because sometimes people comment on my stuff and say like, wow, her body is my body now, or her body is my dream body. And what I want to say is everyone has a different body, and what's unhealthy for me might be perfectly healthy for someone else. Same with what's healthy for someone might be really unhealthy for me. And I think that the fact that we all have different bodies and different genetics and different levels of health, I think it's beautiful. And I cannot stress this enough, comparing ourselves, our bodies, our appearance, all these things to other people, it's a bad habit. Because when we're looking at one small factor, it's one small thing in a sea of a million different things. Like when I struggled with disordered eating in college, I was stick thin. I was so thin. I probably had people comparing themselves to my body and shaming their own body, when in reality, that was not healthy for me either. Right now, if I was that weight that I was in college when I struggled with disordered eating, even though my body can do it and be stick thin, it couldn't do it healthily. That is not healthy for me. Whereas someone might have that body naturally, and that's what their body is. And that's amazing and that's beautiful, but that is not healthy for me. It goes both ways. And I just think that that's like people could have looked at me and thought, wow, I want that, but they didn't know that I was dying inside mentally and I really wasn't healthy physically. We want to find a balance that works for us in our lives, and we want to work on slowly learning that comparing ourselves to others is so unfair, because that will just never be like a black and white situation. We have different genetics. We have different things that are healthy for us. Our bodies look different when they're healthy. And I think that's beautiful. Okay, I went on a little rant, but in terms of how I formed a relationship with fitness, I started by just going on a short walk every single day. I did that because that is what I could keep consistent, and I did that for a few months. Now, at the time, I was really uncomfortable going in a gym setting. I didn't feel comfortable like going in a class, going to the gym. I was struggling with confidence. I also was kind of like, the way that I thought about it was like, I'm not ready to go to a gym. And I wasn't ready mentally, like, and that's fine. If you feel that way, I do want to just offer one perspective. I used to get scared that people were going to judge me. One, because I'm sweaty. And two, just because I just thought people were looking at me and going to say this or that at the gym, like I didn't belong there or anything. Now, where I'm at now, I have never, never once looked at someone in the gym and thought something negative about them. Never once. I was so focused when I was in that position of thinking of all that could go wrong, all the negatives, that I blocked out the positives. So if that's something that you're struggling with, I want you to stop and ask yourself if you would go to the gym if it was me there, right? Because I'm going to look at you and be like, I'm so proud of you. I love you. Like, this is amazing. Like, you're doing so amazing. There are people that think that way. There are people like you, like I could be in the gym and we could not know each other. And you might think, oh, this girl's going to judge me, this. I was exactly in that position before. And anytime that I look at someone, I'm like, that's amazing. Or I'm like, oh my God, I love their workout set. Or, oh my God, I wonder, sometimes I'll look at people's phones when they're on the treadmill in front of me and I'll be like, what are they watching? Like, oh my God, I wonder if that's a good show. I should probably stop doing that though. But just think about the positive perspective and the positive people out there. We get to choose who we focus on and who we let impact our life and our choices. And I like, when I think about it, it's like, if someone said something negative, that's a negative, that person's probably not a person I would align with. Not someone who'd be my friend, not someone whose qualities I'd admire. And I want to focus on the positive, but that was just another side note. But I didn't feel, this episode has so many side notes, but I didn't feel comfortable going into gym setting. After a few months, I was walking, I started going to my apartment gym more, and then I decided I was going to start trying new classes. And so I tried yoga classes, Pilates classes. I tried so many YouTube workouts too before going to real classes, I've got to say. I have a sheet that I'm going to post on my Instagram story highlight podcast. That's a huge list of all different types of YouTube workouts that are free, different categories like yoga, strength training, Pilates, that you guys can go to and look up if you want to try a new workout. But I started trying all these classes, right? And some of them I tried and I hated and I'm like, that's not for me. And I kept going and I found boxing, and I adored boxing. I mean, think about my personality too. It went so well because I'm so terrified I'm going to be kidnapped. I talk about it a lot, but I'm actually paranoid. I really do struggle with paranoia because I always think like someone's going to kidnap me. I'm so scared at my house. Like, I struggle with paranoia. So doing boxing and doing a workout that was for my mental and physical health, it gave me peace of mind to know that I could maybe like defend myself, right? And I loved boxing, and I did it for about 7 months consistently. I kept that mentality of I want to keep trying new things, trying new classes. Even today, anyone asks me to go to a workout class, I'm going. I'm trying it. I'm going to go to a new studio. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this new workout video. I'm doing it all because I want to see if there's things out there that I like. My most recent class that I tried actually was Pilates, a Pilates class with my roommate Miranda. And oh my God, did it kick my ass, but I loved it. I loved it. And now I know, okay, when I want to do something else, when I want to mix up strength training, I can do Pilates. And that's amazing. But I kept trying new classes. And I tried a class at Peach Lab, which was very enticing because Peach Lab is talking about your booty. And I've always wanted a fat ass for lack of better words. But I went to it and I realized it was so much more. And I realized for the first time ever that I genuinely loved strength training. I'd always wanted to try it, but I always felt like I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do the form. I didn't know how to do that. And then I realized I could just learn. How does anybody know it? You got to just try it and learn it and you'll get better at it. Now I feel like I'm amazing, but the first 6 months, I had no idea what I was doing. And that's fine because there's always, okay, I'll say my favorite quote here. I don't know why I'm blinking on the quote. I literally wanted to get this tattooed on me. No, it's something like the beginning is hard, the middle is messy, and the end is fucking glorious. But I essentially created this habit that I'm at now where I work out 5 days a week at a workout class and then I go home and I walk 2 miles because I started with creating a healthy relationship with fitness by going on a daily walk, doing what I could. I also want you guys to develop the perspective that starting is the most important part. Starting and trying and learning, and any time that you think that you failed, you didn't fail. You did not fail. All you did is learn, okay, I need to try it differently. Or, oh, that doesn't work for me. I'm going to try something else. When creating a habit with fitness, you want to find something that's realistic, sustainable, and something that you genuinely like doing. That's your friend, right? It's also okay to make goals. Like, we don't ever want to go 0 to 100. For example, if you want to start incorporating fitness into your world, you do not have to say, okay, that's it. I'm going for 1 hour, 5 days a week. That might be really overwhelming and a really hard adjustment, right? That's not realistic. That's not sustainable. You can stop and say, okay, I want to add in fitness. I'm going to create a habit for 3 days a week, going to the gym for 30 minutes or going on a 20-minute walk. And my goal that I'm going to work towards after a few months is going to be working out 5 days a week. And you work up and you get there. Now, when it comes to actually building a daily workout habit, we're going to go over the habit loop, which in a habit loop, you have a cue, a routine, and a reward. And it follows almost like a clockwise pattern over and over and over. And you repeat this cycle until you form a habit. Now, the cue is like the trigger. It could be a place or a thing or a feeling. The routine's the actual habitual behavior. And then the reward is what you're getting, which the reward could be like a spike in dopamine, happiness, compliments, attention. The reward can really be anything in a habit loop. When it comes to building one for working out, the cue that you're going to pick is going to be a very specific day and time. So for example, for my habit loop of going on a hot girl walk, which I go on every single day, my cue is Monday through Friday, 7:15 a.m. to 8 a.m. My routine is then going on a hot girl walk, listening to an audiobook, a podcast, and having positive thoughts. And my reward is I'm building a consistent workout habit. I feel really good and I'm carving out this time to do things for myself, for my mental and my physical health. I want you to sit and think about realistically what is a cue. I always suggest to everyone to create a workout habit for the morning. And the reason why I suggest this is because when you create time for yourself in the morning, that's time that is only for you, right? It can't be interrupted with someone wanting to hang out, with having to drive kids somewhere, with having to work late, with messed up dinner plans. When you create the habit for the morning, you have so much control over that time. That's time for you. But what we're going to do is pick a cue. So sit and write out, when is your workout habit going to be? Is it going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday through Friday, and what time? Say it's going to be after work, for example, then it would be Monday through Friday at 5:15 when you get home from work. Then your routine could be going straight in your room, putting on your workout clothes, and then getting back in the car. And then your reward is when you're on the treadmill, you get to watch your favorite show. Or when you're on your daily walk, you get to go on TikTok. Sit and write out your new habit loop. I also want to say starting with walking, consistently getting that down is such an amazing way to look at this. That's exactly what I did. And now, 2 years later, I can look back and be like, holy shit, I'm so happy that I stopped, started small, and created this healthy workout with fitness and created something that I love, something that I can do, something that makes me so happy, something that's realistic, something that's sustainable. Another thing that you can do, and I'll give an example of this, is I used to go and work out. I'd work out Monday through Friday, and I'd always work out on Saturdays also. And it was something that I loved, kicking my weekend off, getting a good start. Well, when I started getting super, super busy with work, I stopped doing that because I would work all day Saturday and Sunday. And so what I said instead is I want to start working out on Saturdays again, and I'm going to offer myself an actual physical reward every time that I do it. So my cue would be at 6:45 a.m. on Saturday. My routine would be going and driving to Peach Lab to go to my workout class, and my reward would be going next door and getting a smoothie from Beyond Juice. And I loved it, and it helped me create that habit again. Ask yourself right now, what is your new workout habit going to be, and what are two rewards that you can work towards? After your first week of building this habit, can you buy yourself a small reward? Like you could buy yourself a new book, flowers, a coffee. And then after 2 more weeks of building this habit, what is a bigger reward you can get yourself? Like could you buy yourself a new workout set or a new pair of tennis shoes or a new water bottle because you are creating this healthy habit and you are so proud of yourself? Another thing that I want to say is my workout class. That is my time. Like my time to like socialize and have friends and spend time with people that I love. It's also how I made so many friends. All my friends that I've made in my life in the last year really do go to my workout class. And I feel so grateful and so fortunate. So sometimes we think working out is one thing when really it's all these things. For me, it is literally working on my mental health. It's doing one thing, carving out time that's consistent for me. Right? It's not for anyone else. It's not for work. It's not nothing. No one needs anything from me. And I don't feel like that about work, I should say. Like, I love you guys. I love my jobs. But I'm saying, like, my mom's not calling me. It's just time where I get to do something solely for my mental and physical health. It is the backbone to my friendships. It's how I made so many friends after college. It's something that keeps me healthy and happy, something that gives me energy, something that keeps my body healthy. And I'm so, so grateful for the friendship that I formed with fitness. It has completely transformed and completely changed my entire life. I love you guys. To hold yourselves accountable, feel free to send me a DM with your new fitness habit. Feel free to tag me in pictures, walking, going to the gym. And also what I want to say is this, anytime that you're creating a new habit, not just a fitness habit, any habit, you're going to have moments where you think you fail. Right. And again, if you've listened to my podcast, you know that failing isn't actually failing. Failing is so fucking beautiful because all that means is, oh, this way didn't work. Let me tweak it a little bit. Let me try something else. For example, say you create the habit of going to work out after work, but you realize like you're not doing very good consistently with it because it's like harder. You come home and you're hungry, so you eat, or you sit on the couch and get distracted. That wouldn't be you failing. That does mean you can't do it. What I would say is try something different. Like, can you put your clothes on the kitchen table and your shoes? And the first thing that you do when you walk in the door after work is you grab your clothes, go to the bathroom and change. So you're already in your clothes. So then maybe you're grabbing a snack, but you're already dressed and ready for the gym. You're setting your intentions. Say you want to wake up earlier to get in a 20-minute walk before work. And say you keep sleeping or snoozing through your alarms. And you're like, oh, I can't do it in the morning. No, yes, you can. Stop and look at that situation and say, okay, can I get to sleep a little bit sooner? Is it that I'm staying up too late and I'm having a hard time waking up? Can I open my blind so it's bright in my room? Can I just start waking up a little bit earlier this week and go for a 10-minute walk? Anytime that we have a problem, we're changing our brains to solve it by trying new little things and not seeing it as a fail. Seeing it as, oh, I got to reevaluate, or oh, I got to try a different way, or oh, this isn't for me, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I love you guys so much, and I'm so excited for you. Having a healthy relationship with fitness, it is so fucking beautiful. So beautiful. I believe in you guys so much. I'm going to end this episode by saying that my relationship with fitness, it took me a while to figure out. It really, really did, and that's okay. Because what I did when I was figuring it out is I eliminated all the toxic things, all the bad ways of looking at, all the things that weren't gonna actually be sustainable for me, all the roller coasters I got rid of, and I found something consistent, and it's okay that it took me months, right? And I'm not saying it's gonna take you months, but what I'm saying is if it doesn't happen right away, or if you have to try a new habit loop or a new workout, all that you're doing is learning and figuring it out for yourself and your life and finding something that's actually going to work. You deserve a good and healthy relationship with fitness. You do not need to punish yourself and make yourself work out for eating something. We're not punishing ourselves anymore. We are literally loving the fuck out of ourselves. And we're finding workouts that make us feel good and that match. I love you guys so much. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.